Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Rowell.
Hi, everyone, on this glorious morning here in New England. I hope you all have that absolutely beautiful morning as we have that here, too. And I'm your host, Saskia Rowell from YourSoulGuidance.com. And you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to the dreams of your soul. This show is all about soul. It's about your soul, how you can unleash that unstoppable power and birth your biggest dreams. And before I'm going to introduce our amazing guest, Bruce Rolls, I just want to make you aware that when you go to www.yoursoulguidance.com, I have all kinds of free treats. There is a 21-day roadmap to your dreams, a 21-day program. It's for free. Every day with exercises, how you can really reach your potential, release your blocks. There is a free sign-up box for every morning I can read your soul cards, so you get that. There are free video series, how to birth your biggest dreams. So it's packed with goodies, and I want you to go there. It's yoursoulguidance.com. It's everything for free, and I promise you, you'll love it. What you also will love today is our special guest, our amazing guest, Bruce Rolls. He is going to talk about the geometry code. Let me introduce you, Bruce. He's one of those amazing people who is so advanced. And I even asked Bruce to make sure, you know, he talks in language that we can understand him, because what he knows is it's going to rock your world. Bruce Rolls, he has sought the rhyme and the reason of life's mysteries, both seen and unseen, from early age. His networking mother continues to delve into metaphysical and esoteric realms, sharing her love of inner spaces. His pragmatic father, sharing his love of the outdoors, provided an opportunity for Bruce to appreciate the natural world. Within this contact, Bruce's life continues to be a quest for the synthesis of the heart and the head. All those approaches, the integration of alternative and mainstream paradigms, and the reconciliation of the sacred with commonplace. He has written a book, The Sacred Geometry Design Sourcebook, and today he's going to talk about the geometry code, and that turns the exploration inward to the mind. We're going to talk with Bruce to help him explain what this means. Bruce, I'm so thrilled you're here with us. Welcome.
Thank you, Saskia. Really, it's a privilege and a pleasure to be on your show. I really appreciate it.
Great. Bruce, I ask all my guests, like, you know, we all have a soul's path, like, you know, a soul's calling. And at some point, we open that door, we step through it, and we say hello to the infinite potential of your soul and goodbye to, you know, our fearful, more smaller part of ourself. Is there been in your life like a significant moment when that happened?
You know, I think it's actually been a more gradual process for me overall. I had a number of you know, kind of mini epiphanies, maybe you could say, mini aha moments throughout my life that have led to a realization that it really boils down to, like you say, to be guided by your soul really requires that we look at which thought system that we're using moment to moment. And the more I've studied that within myself and just talking to other people and in studies of everything from modern physics to ancient mysticism to non-dual metaphysical psychology and those kind of realms, the more I come to the conclusion that it's really all about either one of two thought systems, one that involves inclusion, which is basically, you know, bringing everybody inside our mind, essentially, as one, or exclusion, which is the divisive we-they paradigm that is kind of the what's in it for me kind of thing, that mm-hmm. is sort of our default mode unless we look at it carefully.
Yeah, and I think we so often go in that default mode, right? Like, what's in it for me?
Yeah, we tend to work out of that mode unless we're mindful and watch what we're thinking and how we're feeling and what the quality of the level of peacefulness that we have in any given moment. And I think that's where the mind is so important, and we tend to emphasize, you know, our bodily needs, which nothing wrong with that. Of course, we'll all do that. But if we can kind of bring our thoughts back to, well, what am I? Not just who am I, but what am I? Then that question of identity, I think, becomes vitally important to how we live our lives and the why we live our lives. And then that determines the quality of our life. That determines how truly unstoppable, to use your one of your wonderful words, we are. Because if we really tune into what we really are, that becomes unstoppable. It's the who tends to have its foibles and its pitfalls, but what we are really is an infinite being that is beyond space, time, and all those kind of things, then that essence, that soul, that spirit, really is able to transcend what comes and goes in our ephemeral, you know, passing lives.
Right. And what is most in our way, Bruce, from being that infinite potential, that unstoppable energy that always wants to be unleashed, but it you know, we're blocked.
Right, right. And I think we have a resistance to looking at the truth of what we are because of the fears that we have of thinking that somehow we have become prodigals from creation. I think we have this underlying, all of us have this underlying fear that somehow we have separated ourselves from all that is, and that's in a sense sort of a prodigal kind of excursion that we made that we somehow need to feel guilty about. And I think the underlying cause of that guilt is really a belief that there's separate interests, that there's separate people, we're separate from our creator, we're separate from the cosmos, and that whole notion is really that what is propagating the what's in it for me, the selfish orientation that tends to be unfulfilling.
You know, what's so intriguing is, as you're talking about, you know, the moment, I'm thinking about the moment of separation, and I'm a mother of five, I've birthed five children, and it makes me, I was thinking, like, when does that moment of separation start? Well, obviously, it starts right after we're born, but there comes a moment in the child's life, usually it's when they're about 2 years old, they get that sense like of being separate, but at the same time, that's the moment they start saying no.
exactly.
Everything is no. Yeah. They want to experience their own sense of self, so everything you ask them, no, it's a no face.
Right. Exactly.
And it's that symbol, like, you know, at some point we say no to everything.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's that what's called the terrible twos, or the maybe it spills over and threes. So.
Never get over that.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because I think the number two is really kind of a perfect poster child metaphor for duality, because that's really the whole basis of all of our problems, is we think there's more than one, and that also applies to all the circumstances of our lives. When we think that there's an other, then we can afford, in our deluded thinking, to believe that somehow we can have advantages over others, or there is a need to compete or to attack, and all those kind of things. And you know, certainly the 2-year-old, 3-year-old syndrome of it's my toy, this is mine, not yours. That is a perfect metaphor for duality, which is, I think, really at the core of this belief in separation, that that there's must be some other, because our senses, you know, pound that into our thinking moment to moment. But yet we have that choice. We have a choice as to how we want to think and feel about everything. And I think that's where inclusion or shared interest, that is probably a better term, that become a way of looking at how do we get out of the maze that we made for ourselves? How do we navigate back to a place of wholeness?
I'd love to continue this conversation, Bruce. This is so the topic I absolutely love and also want to bring to our listeners. Everyone, we're going to a break now. We will be right back. We have our special guest, Bruce Rawls, talking about the geometry code. Stay tuned, and we're going to be right back.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Gratitude, asks Sacred Space. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which embraces each atom of your universe. I am that which makes your environment vibrate with very high frequency. I am that which attracts towards you all the hearts that you shelter. Wouldn't it be wonderful to allow yourself to bathe in the energy of your own sacred space every single day? Learn how to create your inner sacred space using our Essence of Gratitude Trio, which includes the Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude book, our Essence of Gratitude journal, and our Bungee bookmark, all which emanate powerful vibrations that transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Transform. BlogTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Hey everyone, you're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and today we have a special guest. We have the honor to talk with Bruce Rawls, talking about the Geometry Code. But before we continue, Bruce, can you give the listeners your information, how they can find you, how they can, you know, connect with your message, your book, everything you have to offer?
Certainly, thank you. Yeah, I have a website that's called geometrycode.com, and that's the primary website where I have lots of information and a free sample chapter of the book, which is appropriately enough called The Geometry Code, the second book. And also the first book, Sacred Geometry Design Source Book, is there as well. And then I also have a site devoted to A Course in Miracles called acimblog.com as well, which is the non-dual metaphysics that we mentioned earlier.
Mm.
That ties right. And I'm active on Facebook and Twitter and all those kind of things, so you can connect with me there. So I always enjoy hearing from people. Thanks. Thanks for asking.
Right. Well, and I know, Bruce, you, I just want to make sure the listeners know that you have a free gift, correct?
Yes. The first chapter of the book is available for free on the website, on geometrycode.com.
On geometrycode.com. All right. Bruce, to continue, maybe not everybody knows that, what is geometry and what is the geometry code? And
why is it important?
What it is.
Yeah, I think what got me into what's become known as sacred geometry back in the early 1970s was a couple of books, The Secrets of the Great Pyramid, which had a whole chapter on the mathematics of the Great Pyramid in Egypt, which included this proportion called the golden ratio. And I found that it was used by Renaissance masters like Da Vinci and Michelangelo. All kinds of people were using it in their artwork. And then also I discovered another book called This Living Earth by David Cavagnaro. And it also just showed me how, which led to a lot of other inquiry and study, that this same golden proportion, golden ratio as it's called, is encoded in everything from the DNA molecules and every DNA molecule in our body to the spiral forms of galaxies and the chambered nautilus shell, the classic examples, the population of drone bees. I mean, you could go on and on and on. I could talk for several hours easily on just some of the real basics of how these geometric proportions show up in nature. And the take-home lesson, I think, for me became realizing that there was a principle of interconnectedness that was embodied in these proportions. That, for example, if you look at the chambered nautilus shell or the fractal patterns of a fern, you discover that they all kind of converge on this mathematical proportion called the golden ratio. Many of these things in nature do. And I'm going to give one equation that's really actually pretty simple. The golden ratio added to one becomes the square of itself, which means that essentially if you integrate unity with this proportion, it raises it to another level or another dimension, which to me is sort of like a principle of saying that our interconnectedness ties us in. And you can see this visually. If you take a five-pointed star and connect the lines of the pentagon inside of it, you get another five-pointed star, and you can keep doing that to infinity. And there's that principle of interconnectedness that's part and parcel of each of these geometric shapes that we see in our everyday world. And I came to the conclusion that it was the interconnectedness and the quality of wholeness that was basically a message that all of these shapes were trying to give us if we were looking, again, from that thought system of inclusion. But only if we're looking at it from that angle, or if we're looking at it from the idea of, well, how can it divide, then sure, we can see it that way too. And either way, it makes perfect sense, except one way is totally insane, which is another way of saying that what we really are is 100% sane. And the thought system that we usually hang out in, which we oftentimes call the egoic mind, is 100% insane. They're both brilliant, and they're both, you know, completely consistent. It's just that one of them is completely insane. And right. I think that's where it is helpful to look at these metaphors and these symbols as reminders of one of two ideas or one of two thought systems that we choose moment to moment. And that's where the metaphysics, I think, comes in, and the sacredness of the sacred geometry, if you will. That we can look at anything, including geometric symbols, as reminders of wholeness, or we can look at them as reminders of competitiveness, combativeness, defensiveness, divisiveness, and basically splitting our world apart, and that's, you know, intrinsically unsatisfying.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, what comes to mind now is the crop circles. Do you know anything about that, Bruce?
Well, you know, I've studied them for a number of years, and I'm certainly not an authority on it, but I did walk through one in the UK about a decade ago, and I was blown away. But my wife and I both walked through this crop circle where the stalks were not broken, but they were bent over at 90-degree angles, and they were woven together stalk over stalk over stalk, and if somebody hoaxed that one, they did a heck of a job. I did actually go to a crop circle conference in Arizona a few years after that, and you know, gosh, it's been over a decade now for that too. And the one of the researchers mentioned the pilot who flew over Stonehenge in the UK, which is a pretty unmistakable landmark. If you're hearing a plane fly over Stonehenge, you're not going to mistake it for something else. He went to get some gasoline for his plane. He came back less than an hour later, and there was this gigantic fractal formation, which is, again, the same kind of geometry that we've been talking about, where everything is interconnected and related. As you zoom in and zoom out, a fractal pattern will have the same intrinsic shape or design regardless of how far you zoom in or out. And there's this elaborate pattern covering acres that appeared one summer afternoon in broad daylight right across the busy highway from Stonehenge, with no eyewitnesses to anybody being there in less than an hour. So, go figure. There's definitely some that are hoaxed, but there are also some that are you know, generated by some other means that we're not currently able to explain at present. But there's some interesting theories. And the magnetic field phenomena, there's a lady named Nancy Talbot who's been with her partner Levengood and done some amazing research on that. If you Google that, you can find all kinds of stuff on it. But, yeah, there's people who've been amazing work with that, and there's actually five new geometric theorems. The fellow who's no longer with us named Gerald Hawkins came up with a few years back by studying crop circles, and they thought that if you remember back to your grade school and high school mathematics, you might remember the name Euclid, and he was one of the ones who basically put together some of the foundational theorems and ideas about geometry. And Euclid apparently was kind of supposed to be the last word, and nobody really had touched his work for centuries until Gerald Hawkins went through and examined some of these crop circle formations, studied the underlying geometry behind them, and analyzed the very precise geometry of these formations, and discovered five fundamental new geometric theorems that had never been discovered before since the time of Euclid, which I thought was pretty amazing.
Yeah,
so we could talk for another hour about that too. So, yeah, there's some phenomenal stuff going on there. And again, I think it's easy to get mesmerized by the beautiful patterns, and they are stunningly beautiful, many of them. But I think it all comes back to, what is the message? What is the intention?
Yeah.
What is the purpose? And to me, the purpose is, it really comes down to one of two things. They either remind us of a principle of inclusion or shared interest. Or they bring us apart into fragmentation and duality and, you know, the terrible twos, basically, like we were talking about before. And that terrible twoness takes a lot of those different forms slowly. But it all ends up with that ultimately unsatisfying, unpeaceful feeling that results in feeling as a victim or at the mercy of the world rather than recognizing that it's our projection that is really, truly our mind that is the cause of things, which is why the first symbol that I chose for the geometry code book that I think was really important is a circle, because a circle is really all about inclusion. And if you have a circle that is infinitely large, I think that's what we're headed for. We're aiming for an identity that includes everyone. Not like you know, if you have a potluck, you don't invite 7 billion people over to your house for dinner. But in your mind and in your heart, if you can look at the ways in which we judge and separate and reinforce divisiveness in our culture, and specifically in our individual mind, and watch that and begin to cultivate a healthy skepticism, perhaps, or just kind of start to laugh at it inwardly. If we can look at the ways that we divide each other and ourselves apart mentally, that I think can be hugely helpful by looking at all the symbols in our life, and some of them are geometric. I thought since I had this background for geometry, it'd be a good place to start. And a circle is basically, it includes all the points on the circumference of a circle are the same distance apart and the same angle. You know, it's a perfect symbol for sharing with us the idea of wholeness and inclusion. And again, that works only when you make the circle infinite.
We are going to talk about that more. We are heading to a break. I mean, we're getting deep in this conversation, and we're going to go to a break. So all of you who are listening to Bruce Rawls, we come back right after the break, and stay tuned with us.
The heart. Did you ever notice how often we use this term in our expressions? My heart is breaking to see this. My heart sings. This person wears her heart on her sleeve. She has a big heart. That touches my heart. Intuitively, we know that in addition to our physical heart, we have a spiritual heart directly linked to the universe and our soul. Let the essence of gratitude infuse you on your journey. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit explorationgratitude.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
About a year ago, I was feeling really stuck. I'd been doing yoga, but I was bored with my practice and felt like something was missing. That's when I heard about the College of Aparna Yoga. Even though I didn't think I wanted to teach, I really got interested when I found out that it's not just for yoga teachers. I learned about yoga, meditation, how to care for my body, and how to develop self-confidence. The teachers were fantastic. The course was so much fun, and I really felt cared for. Now I feel my life is changing and growing. I feel new in my yoga and new in my life.
The College of Aparna Yoga. Save 20% when you apply with a friend. Visit yogatrainingseattle.com. That's yogatrainingseattle.com.
Hello, this is Adil, and each year I fly 5 times around the world teaching thousands of students. When I land, I have to be energized and focused. In less than a minute, I prepare my favorite drink. It is raw, vegan, and full of enzymes. I get the energy and mental focus to be at my best. This is real food, not caffeinated stimulants. My family and I have been drinking these foods for over 20 years. We look younger, feel more alive, and shine from the inside out. In today's stress-filled world, we all need this nutrition. For more information, go to healthylivingwithadil.com. That's healthylivingwithadil, spelled AADIL.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Hey guys, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We have our amazing guest, Bruce Rawls. Before we continue, I want to say this. All of you, if you really want to follow your dreams, your guidance of your soul, it's so important you stay on that road. And we always encounter these invisible blocks, like, you know, you so want to reach it, but at some point, you know, you get frustrated, you run into sabotaging beliefs, and you're so ready to birth your book or find your soulmate or, you know, change your career. And in my work, people come to me to break through these invisible blocks and to move further so you can take that step and reach your biggest potential. I am giving away all kinds of tools for you. The 21-day sacred soul map to your dreams. I give away every Monday, I read your soul cards to help you reach your potential. I have a series of videos for free, how to birth your biggest dreams, where I even explain how I gave birth to my five children, where I mastered the technique of surrender, when you completely let go and go to the wisdom of your body, your mind and soul. And I birthed each of my children in less than 30 minutes from the first contraction till I had them in my arms. And I'm Dutch. In Holland, you can do that in your home. I explain all of that. That's not only how you birth your babies, it's also how you birth your book or how you birth your business or how you birth your dreams. When you master certain tools, you can do that fast. And I'm a believer in that. So go to yoursoulguidance.com and you can get all the tools for free. And switching over to our amazing guest, Bruce Rawls. Bruce, can you tell people how they can connect with you? And I know you also have free gifts.
Yes, thanks, Saskia. My website is geometrycode.com, the primary one. I also have a personal blog, brucerawls.com, R-A-W-L-E-S. And then another site devoted to non-dual metaphysics, the system known as A Course in Miracles, which is acimblog.com. But the primary website that your listeners might be interested in is geometrycode.com, and that kind of pertains to what we're talking about, is the symbols. And during the break, we were talking about the not only the metaphysics, but the physics that kind of led me into that, which is my dad was a supervisor on a cyclotron, so I kind of grew up with that kind of jargon and in that community in Livermore, California. And where there's about half the people at the time I was a kid were employed by this large federal institution for doing basically nuclear research and that sort of thing. So I kind of joke with people that I grew up in a nuclear family, literally and figuratively. but what I got out of that was not only just, you know, a love of physics, but I wanted to know the deeper meaning why. And what I learned was that in Copenhagen, which I understand is close to where your lineage is from, there was a number of physicists that basically got together several decades ago and basically rocked the world in terms of their discovery that birthed quantum physics, birthed quantum mechanics. And behind that was the realization that the belief in separation that the mystics have been telling us for millennia really is true. And the form that took was in a number of experiments, one of which is called actually the Copenhagen Interpretation. You can Google that and find it. And what that, there's a couple of things that relate to that. One is the quantum entanglement, which is if you take two electrons, which are the little, you know, negatively charged particles that rotate around the atom that we study in school. If you take two electrons of the same pair and mechanically pull them apart and change the spin angle on one, which is just like our Earth has an angle of spin, it points toward Polaris, our pole star, and then, in about 15,000 years or something, or 12,000 some odd, it'll point to another star, that kind of thing. But if you take the electrons of a pair and pull them apart and change the spin of one, the spin of its partner will change not at the speed of light or 100 times the speed of light, but instantaneously, which means that there's something that is that automatically connects everything, because every electron, in the universe is essentially connected to everything else. That's sort of the conclusion that you could draw if you keep following that line of thinking, that really our world is not a series of isolated things, and that's what quantum physicists in Copenhagen were just totally jaw-dropped, blown away, floored by, that the conclusions that they were coming to is that not only is the Newtonian model inadequate to predict what was going to happen, because it was basically probabilities, but which really, I think, gives more power to the mind, but it also was saying that the world isn't what it seems. The world actually is a projection of mind rather than we're the result of it, kind of thing. And that's extrapolating a bit from what they discovered, but what the Copenhagen interpretation was, with the double slit experiment, which some of your listeners might be familiar with, is you can take an electron and feed it through two slits, and depending on which instrumentation you use, it can either behave as a wave or as a particle. But again, it's up to the thought system or the mind of the observer as to what you're going to experience, which kind of ties into that almost a cliche, I guess, in some metaphysical circles of the self-fulfilling prophecy. But that's really how our world works, and that was not a happy thing. I mean, that ruffled a lot of feathers in the physics world several decades ago when that idea was introduced. And now, of course, we use it every day. Our modern computer systems and lasers and our space program and so much more the phone that I'm speaking on, everything that we can think in terms of our electronics and telecommunications industries is totally based on quantum physics and couldn't operate without some of those basic understandings. And yet we forget that not only was it revolutionary in our technical and technological world, but also in our psychological world too. And that's what, the kind of the inconvenient truth, if you want to call it that, modern physics is that we really are mental beings, and the physical universe really is a projection of that. I think that's where modern physics was going, and that's what a lot of the ancient mystics were saying.
So, what people call woo is actually really scientific.
It is. A lot of the things that we think are paranormal are probably explicable in terms of theories that most people don't want to look at, and that's okay, and that's all fine. But I think if we are courageous enough to look at our own minds and recognize that the quality of the experience we have is directly related to how much resistance we have to being kind, to our judgments in particular, and our resentments and feelings of victimization, all those kind of things, all the metaphysical ideas that the mystics have been telling us, and modern psychology, especially the non-dual psychologies, have been telling us not only for decades but for millennia, is basically that it's really a positive thing, even though initially it's kind of scary.
Rose, we are we have to go to a break. Every time I'm looking at the clock, we keep going in this conversation. We will come right back into this conversation. All of you, stay tuned. We're heading for a break now.
I don't
of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to citysolveurbanrace.com.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Everyone, you're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. Today we are talking with Bruce Rawls. Before we continue, Bruce, please give the listeners how they can information how to connect with you, how to download the first chapter of your book, The Geometry Code.
Sure, thanks, Saskia. Yeah, geometrycode.com is the website, and if you click on subscribe, there's a free monthly bulletin that I send out to right now about 1,200 people every month. And just about to send out one for September. And on that also, you'll find a link to the first chapter of the Geometry Code book, which is what we've been talking about this past hour. So thanks for asking.
Okay, great, Bruce. I was just, thinking of if what happens if you are, in that mode of you feel you find yourself in that resistance. Like, how do you get back to wholeness and that sense of, inclusion and feeling good again?
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for asking that question. We talked about that during the break, and I think that what I was sharing with Saskia was that early on, before I discovered, more, I guess what I would call more advanced teachings of non-dual metaphysics in the mid-80s, it occurred to me when I was in a funky state, starting as, I can remember back to teenage years when I would do that. The thing that got me out of it consistently was doing something that was helpful for someone else. And I think that was hugely helpful to me, because it basically I began to realize that there was a consistency of that thought system that was more inclusive, that basically was about sharing and helping, and not in some kind of, you know, Pollyannish altruism, but what actually could help people in a way that gets them out of thinking in terms of isolation. And that was where I was at. So that's so it's sort of a quantum jump, getting back to this quantum thing. And I think that being mindful is hugely important too. So shared interest and thinking of how to be helpful is important, as well as just being mindful, just watching your mind and saying, well, is this person that I'm seeing in the mirror or watching as an outside observer might, is this person really what I am? Now, the who, we all have this, the who that we think we are, and we've been taught that from birth. But the what we are, I think, goes way beyond that, far more than our conscious minds can possibly fathom. And that what we are, I think, is really akin to the observer and the decision maker that allows us to look at what we want to choose moment to moment. And we always have a choice, no matter, I think, Viktor Frankl and, you know, his book about being imprisoned in the German concentration camps, he recognized that even though he had very constrained physical circumstances, you know, very little liberties in terms of his physical liberties, he had mental liberties at any given moment. And I think we all do, no matter how constraining or confining or seemingly, you know, discouraging our physical circumstances, we always have a choice of how we want to think and feel. And even we can even be joyous in what would seem like, you know, horrific circumstances. Some years ago when we were in Egypt, in 1992, my wife and I went there on a tour with Greg Braden, and wonderful experience. And we were struck by the people who, according to our cultural definition, would be in abject poverty. And yet, you know, the kids would be playing and laughing and having a great time, and you know, the adults too. I mean, they'd come and have a cup of tea in my shop, you know, and they didn't have a dime, you know, comparatively kind of thing. And yet, you know, there's that spirit that I think that permeates any thing that we happen to be involved in. And when we're mindful of what we're actually doing, we can use anything, whether it's a geometric symbol or whether it's just whatever comes up in front of our face at any given moment, as an opportunity to forgive ourselves for making up a dream of separation. I think that's what the physicists were trying to tell us, is that really the world that we've made up is actually a dream of separation. And it's, in a sense, it's a distortion of reality. But obviously we need to use the dream that we experience in our awaking dreams, if you want to call them that, as tools to undo what we think of as a belief in separation.
Mm. So if we would be more inclusive, is that when the law of attraction starts to work at faster pace?
Sure. Well, I think it's always in operation. I don't think the law take any holidays or vacations. They work 24/7, 365, and the law of attraction is one of those laws. In fact, thank you for mentioning that, because I know we're just almost out of time, but there are seven hermetic laws that I talk about in the Geometry Cookbook that relate to these seven symbols, the first being mentalism, and then we can go into correspondence, which ties into the as above, so below principle, and kind of as within, so without. But those laws, like attraction, which is a more popularized version of these ancient ones, they become tools for reminding us that, again, it's one of two thought systems. If we operate from the thought system of wholeness, then everything attracts to us reminders that then become reinforcements for that understanding. Whereas if you're in a funk and you're, you know, hell bent and determined to see everything and everyone as your enemy and out to get you, sure enough, the law of attraction works perfectly well, you know, when you floor it in reverse, you know, just either way it works 100% all the time, you know, no exceptions. I think that's actually a very helpful thing, because it then puts the power back in our minds where it rightfully belongs, to decide how we want to feel and how we want to think. Years ago, I had a big sheet of computer paper with big black block letters on the wall that I'm choosing to feel this way. And that was my little mantra for a number of years.
What did you say? I'm choosing to feel this way?
I'm choosing to feel this way. And during the times when things were going great, I would, you know, give my thumbs up and then a little inner smile as I walk by and look at that. But what was really helpful is when I did not care about what seemed to be happening to me. And that was when it was exceptionally helpful, when I would look at that and grudgingly have to admit that I also, during every single moment, was choosing to feel that way as well, even when I was feeling upset about what, you know, I wanted to happen and how I wanted the world to go. And I think that's where the freedom lies, is recognizing that we have the freedom to choose moment to moment how we want to feel. Yeah. Now, the circumstances we may not have complete control over. In fact, sometimes it seems like we have almost negligible control when it comes to, you know, cataclysmic and world-changing events and that sort of thing. And yet, each one of those can become a symbol or a reminder to forgive ourselves for dreaming up a world where there seem to be separate people, there seem to be separate interests, there seem to be, you know, this sort of bewildering and confusing array of things that don't seem to make any sense. And yet the sense, the sensibility and the sanity comes from seeing the wholeness and seeing how perfectly everything becomes an opportunity to choose how we want to think and feel. And I think that's where these hermetic laws and the geometric symbols and all that kind of comes together. And that's why I found it helpful to use everything that comes into my life as an opportunity to look at my mind, to look at the thought system that I'm entertaining moment to moment.
Right. Is that the same, like, you know, wholeness and inclusion, and then there's separation and exclusion, like the same distinction as love and fear?
Absolutely. Yes. Perfect synonyms. Exactly. Yeah, and that was, in fact, that was one of the early books that got me interested in this was Jerry Jampolsky's Love is Letting Go of Fear, which led me to studying A Course in Miracles and other non-dual metaphysical systems and things that feed into that. And there's so many wonderful teachers out there now that are sharing that kind of understanding that really we have a tremendous opportunity to have wonderful lives if we aren't so hung up about the effects, but really return our minds to the cause, which is one of those the natural laws I talk about in the geometry code, the cause and effect, along with mentalism, correspondence, vibration, polarity, cause and effect, and rhythm and gender or generation. Those are the seven
right.
laws.
Bruce, we are almost at the end of our show, so I wish we could talk way more. We have to wrap it up, and I just want to thank you so much. Guys, if you want to visit Bruce's website, it's thegeometrycode.com. I've so enjoyed this show. We're going to be back next week. If you want to really go for your big dreams, go to yoursoulguidance.com, yoursoulguidance.com, all kind of free tools. Thank you, Bruce, again, and I hope everybody tunes in next Wednesday. We have another wonderful guest, Jared Hewitt, and talk to you then.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.